Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director of Washington County Public Health, Danielle Pettit-Majeski, about changes that are coming to the SNAP program. This is part one of a two-part interview. Changes to SNAP have been announced. First, can you tell us what SNAP is and then what those changes might mean locally?
SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also referred to as food stamps. And so that comes out of the USDA. So I'm still looking to see what the numbers are, the impact to our local community and to the state. What we've seen at a national level is that the changes in SNAP are basically going to be limited to families that are at 130% of the federal poverty level. Right now, currently, SNAP has a little bit more flexibility that the states are able to give. So for example, if you are a working mom, but you're still at that 130% poverty level, you have that flexibility. If you want to pick up an extra shift, or maybe you want to work a little bit more, that you're not going to lose your benefits because you've picked up an extra shift, that your income hasn't gone up just enough, that would kick you off your benefits. So right now, it makes work attractive. Like, yes, continue to do so. But what they're really trying to do is limit that to just be at that 130%, whereas right now it can flex up to that 200%. And some of the changes too, also, where you might lose benefits once you start to save up some assets, so about $2,500 in assets, which is troubling because we really want to, you know, try to encourage people to save money. Because when you think about this from a holistic standpoint, you know, $2,500, if your car breaks down, it is gone really quickly. And so when you think about what if you need transportation to get a job to make sure that you're maintaining these work requirements to continue to get your food stamp benefits, but they're not allowing you to save without losing those benefits, it kind of keeps you in this cycle of poverty.
Or if you're trying to get your own place to live, you need to save for right. The first month's rent and utilities.
Yeah, because if you think about what it would cost for first month's and last month's rent, you know, so down payment, first month's rent, and also, like you say, utilities, that can really eat up a good chunk of those assets. And so you really want to be able to have, as we try to get people from assistance to being sustainable on their own, we want to have it be gradual so that they don't kind of fall off that cliff. Because when you really think about it, nutrition is vital. You know, it's vital to our kiddos being able to learn well in school. It's vital to our long-term health. You know, so how you're fueling your body is going to determine, you know, whether you are maybe struggling with type 2 diabetes or maybe even obesity, which can then exacerbate chronic health conditions. And so losing access to the ability to purchase healthy foods can really be a troubling beyond what we see with just this cut.
And what are the volunteer hours and work requirements that are associated with some people who use SNAP?
The SNAP statute limits participation by adults ages 18 to 49 without a dependent and without a disability to 3 months in a 36-month period unless the individual is working or participating in a work program for at least 80 hours per month or volunteering. Now, the law allows states to waive this, but only if the state has a 6% unemployment rate. And right now, Iowa's is at 2.5%, so we wouldn't have that ability to waive those.
And we hear about low unemployment.
Yes.
So why is SNAP needed? Why do we see an uptick?
Well, we do have a low unemployment, but we also see that the majority of SNAP recipients are working, you know, so let's think about that 130% of poverty. So if you are a family of four, that's about $33,000. Okay. And so right now, you know, state has that flexibility to give benefits to a family if they have expenses that are going to exacerbate, you know, their income so much that they can't afford food. So if you think about what rent might be, you know, here in Washington. So let's say it's $800 a month, you know, and let's say you don't have utilities, but you start to do the math and you think about you've got two kiddos that are in school, you know, clothing, shoes, school supplies, school lunch, those types of things. Just your vehicle, car maintenance. I mean, gas to get to and from work. I mean, expenses. You know, our living cost of living continue to grow up, but we haven't seen an increase in our minimum wage. It's been the same for, I think, the last 10 years, you know, but we are seeing those costs of living go up. So I think budgets are just getting tighter, especially when you think about, you know, other things that go into effect. And, you know, we see a low unemployment, but I think that doesn't take into account the number of people who might be underemployed, people who are working, but who are not making enough to make ends meet.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, with Director of Washington County Public Health, Danielle Pettit-Majeski, talking about changes that are coming to SNAP in April, as well as food insecurity issues. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.